Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. The heat, it's really having recreation departments all across Western New York preparing for long, busy days at pools, splash pads, and more. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Amherst's pools are ready to go, opening up over the weekend.
Actually, our Clearfield pool is already open, and our North Forest pool will open this Sunday.
Mary Diane Pooley says it was a challenge getting the pools clean thanks to the earlier weather. In Cheektowaga, pools also opened over the weekend. Youth and Recreation Executive Director Crystal Fine says there are plenty of lifeguards.
We've been able to certify them, and then as we are, once they're certified, we reach out to other towns just to see if they have any openings, if they have any needs. And, you know, we've communicated with Amherst and Tonawanda just to check in to see how they're doing.
Is there a need for lifeguards in Amherst? Find out from Pooley online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right. Thank you, Tom. The secret attack on Iran appeared to take everyone by surprise. Mary Bruce tells us what led up to the president's decision to strike.
A senior administration official telling ABC News he was hoping for a diplomatic solution up to the final days. The president himself talking with Turkish President Erdogan, hoping Turkey could help facilitate talks with Iran. But sources tell us Iran's supreme leader, fearing for his life, went into hiding and was unable to approve the meeting. As diplomacy faltered, the Pentagon working on a parallel track to prepare the attack. The president giving the final order yesterday, just minutes before.
That's Mary Bruce at the White House.
Well, speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council yesterday, Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon thanking the U.S. for the strikes, saying Iran poses a global threat.
Thank you to the United States and President Trump for acting when others would not. Thank you for standing firm when others looked away. Thank you for protecting the free world.
But UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres fears this will drag the world into another war in the Middle East.
We now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation.
Iran vowing to retaliate. They've already fired missiles at Israel. President Trump heading to this week's NATO summit at The Hague.
So it's a different perspective there, obviously, as President Trump goes in. In many ways, he already notched a major victory in that right now you've got at least 5% that all of the NATO countries have agreed to, with the exception of Spain, to ratchet up their defense spending. This is the tweet here, the post that President Trump put out that said, we're going to keep the door open for regime change. He says, make Iran great again. Why wouldn't there be regime change?
Well, the summit begins tomorrow.
Reaction from members of Congress to the U.S. missile strikes in Iran. Congressman Nick Langworthy was a guest on WBEN's Hardline Sunday.
It was a moral imperative to make sure that there's never a nuclear Iran. And I think Israel was well on its way to defeating Iran. And you know, hopefully the people of Iran take their country back from this regime. But that's for the people of Iran to decide. But ultimately, finishing this moral imperative of preventing a nuclear Iran was something President Trump helped get over the finish line.
Congressman Tim Kennedy released a statement saying he wants a classified briefing on the administration's strategy. He said the president's unilateral decision to launch a military strike without congressional authorization will have far-reaching consequences and risks engaging the U.S. in another prolonged conflict.
Well, police in Wayne, Michigan, saying that a security guard prevented a large-scale mass shooting on Sunday when he shot and killed an alleged shooter they say was intent on attacking a Michigan church. It happened at the Cross Point Community Church in the Detroit suburb of Wayne.
He approached the church building and began firing his weapon. Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle as the gunman shot the vehicle repeatedly. At least two staff members shot the gunman, causing fatal wounds. One staff member was shot once in the leg by the suspect.
That's Wayne Police Chief Ryan Strong detailing how a security guard stopped what could have been a major tragedy.
Here at home, the Erie County Board of Elections released the figures for the 9 days of early voting for the primary election. Over 1,700 ballots were cast yesterday, which was the last day in Erie County. The total for the period, 11,421 ballots were cast. 7,500 of them were cast in the city of Buffalo. They were Democratic votes, where there is a hotly contested primary for mayor in the city with five candidates running. Polls will be open on primary day tomorrow from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. throughout the county for the primary.
Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder winning its first NBA championship with a Game 7 win over the Indiana Pacers. 103-91, the final.
This is a win for my family. This is a win for my friends. This is a win for everybody that was in my corner growing up. This is a win for the fans, the best fans in the world. Love you guys.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named the 2025 NBA Finals MVP. I think he won the regular season MVP, too. Guys, and is he Canadian, I think? What's going on?
That's wow.
I don't think an American has won like the NBA MVP in a while.
That's crazy.
I don't know for sure, though. I'm not a big basketball guy.
I'm still
guy.
Stunned that it's Oklahoma.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So, you know, they, I remember 15 years ago, they had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and they were pretty good, but they were never good enough. Like, they were always like, ah, oh, we'll get a right. little far in the playoffs, but we're never good enough. And then they both left. And Durant won somewhere else, and you know all the. But now they're back. They got a brand new star.
Almost sounds like the Sabres and they, for a minute.
Well, except for the and they're back.
Right.
And you know, and they win the championship. Pretty cool over Indiana. The final last night, though, what I saw was like, now. This is I'm kind of a everyone's watching Game 7 of the NBA Final. I'm watching U.S. and Haiti play soccer in front of like 10 people at the, you know, Cowboys Stadium.
How funny.
But I did see that Halliburton, who's like the big star on the Pacers, his like leg basically like blew up early in the game.
Oh,
game
geez.
Seven. You met game seven of the NBA final. Your biggest star has to be, you know, basically carried off the floor
wow.
and back into the locker room. That's a tough way to go
oh,
out
man.
If you're them. But
right.
hey, game seven games, pretty good championship. And now it's, you know, all these sports wrapped up.
Yeah.
Baseball's like, all right, it's our time to shine here.
We're
Let's
in
go.
This period right now where, right, there's baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. NHL draft is Friday, or begins Friday,
okay.
I should say. So we have that to maybe some Sabres news this week. Hopefully.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Hazy, hot, and humid this afternoon with highs today near 90 degrees. A little cooler near Lake Erie. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Overnight lows in the low to mid 70s. We head into your Tuesday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid again with a chance for late day shower or storm. On Wednesday, we're in the low to mid 80s with partly sunny skies and some late day showers. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Ralph Moore, Erie County Board of Elections Commissioner, is joining us on the WBEN Troquhar College Liveline this morning. Early voting has ended. And Ralph, if we can, how many people took advantage of the 9 days of early voting? What can you share with us?
Well, good morning. Over the past 9 days of early voting, plus the mail-in ballots that we've received, 11,621 residents of Erie County have already cast their ballots. That's about 6% of those that are eligible to vote across the county. The vast majority of those, about 60% of the ballots cast, were cast in the city of Buffalo, with over 7,300 ballots being cast in the city of Buffalo. And that represents about 8% of the eligible voters in the city of Buffalo that are eligible to cast their vote for mayor.
How does that compare to early voting in past primaries?
Well, it is down from past primaries that we've seen. Initially, when we started early voting, there was a great deal of enthusiasm, and the numbers were much higher in years past. This year seems to be fairly slow and steady. It appears that at least like in the city of Buffalo that each of the candidates were able to get their base out, but the amount of vote was so low that this is a race that's certainly going to be decided, as many of the races across Erie County tomorrow, by those individuals that come out and cast their vote on primary day.
In addition to the city of Buffalo, where else did you see any high pockets of voting or moderate pockets?
Well, Hamburg was the next municipality with a large amount of voting, with the largest amount of voting. It still was between 6 and 8% pretty much throughout the county, with Buffalo being the highest. There's also pockets of races in Alden, Alma, Amherst has races, Orchard Park. There's a number of local races. Some of them are localized to minor parties, such as the Conservative Party. Others, the Democrats and Republicans, are vying off for their candidates for this November election.
So I'm a little surprised to hear down, given, you know, how much hype this had in a primary, especially in the city of Buffalo. On Election Day tomorrow, do you kind of forecast expectations for these off-year elections? And if you do, what are you expecting?
Well, primaries are usually lower turnout, certainly, than you would receive during a general election, because it's those votes are limited to the parties that come out to select their candidates. However, in the city of Buffalo, that often means that the primary winner moves on and is ultimately victorious in November. So we're a little surprised at the lower amount of turnout within the city of Buffalo, although it has been fairly steady. We're anticipating each of the polling locations in the city of Buffalo to be busy tomorrow. We're planning for it. We have all the normal locations are open, and if there's any question that anyone would have, whether they're one, eligible to vote, or secondly, where they go and vote, we ask them to please don't hesitate to call the Board of Elections or visit our website to go and make sure that you're casting your ballot in the proper location.
I think we need to stress, too, that there's no voting today, right?
No, this is the one day that we used to take down early voting, collect the voting machines, bring everything back to the warehouse, and deliver all the machines and get ready for tomorrow's vote. So there is no voting today, but tomorrow the polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we'll be ready to go first thing in the morning.
All right, all ready to go for primary day. Then after, are you anticipating this to be one of those where there's maybe some affidavit ballots or mail-ins where it might take a little bit of time if it is close to get the winner? Or do you think we'll have an answer rather quickly in the city of Buffalo?
Well, it's difficult to say. We can certainly accept mail-in and absentee ballots up until 10 days after the election, provided that they were postmarked the day of the election. However, that would be a fairly small number. So unless the race is very close, it really won't make a factor. All the early votes will be counted tomorrow at the close of polls and reported. The absentees that we've received up to date will be reported and counted at the close of the polls tomorrow. And certainly the results of election day will be coming in throughout the night. So we hope to anticipate have something definitive by 11 o'clock tomorrow.
And WBEN is planning to bring live primary coverage here on the air after the polls close tomorrow at 9. Ralph, late last week, Governor Hochul signed a new law allowing refreshments to be handed out at polling locations because of the heat. Did that throw you off any? And who can provide those refreshments?
No. There was some question. We've always allowed those types of things to occur. And I remember when I was a legislator 30 years ago, we used to allow candidates to go and bring the snacks to the polls. There was some question that was raised primarily in other states as to whether that amounts to a gift that would influence the inspectors or people at the polling locations. I think the law makes it clear that that is not the case. And certainly the Erie County Board of Elections is taking the forecasts of the heat index very seriously tomorrow. We're taking remedial measures to go and have water to be available to provide it to inspectors, and even talking about giving inspectors larger breaks so they're able to go and cool off if there's a location which becomes particularly warm.
I don't think I've ever waited long enough voting ever to think, I need a drink right now. But the inspectors that you mentioned, that's probably, you know, sitting in some of these hot basements for people working tomorrow. That's going to be a tough one.
We have very few locations that aren't climate controlled, so hopefully that will be at a minimum. But those that aren't, we're certainly taking particular focus on and make sure that we make it as comfortable as possible for not only the voters that come in, but the inspectors who have to work the locations.
Ralph, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
That's Ralph Moore, Republican Elections Commissioner in Erie County. And again, a reminder that WBEN will be providing primary night coverage as soon as the polls close tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.